And welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Coach Show. I'm alongside Coach Gomes and Max Zwiener. And how are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Surely will be a great show. However, unfortunately, we've received unfortunate news that originally we were going to have Preston Santos, freshman basketball player on the varsity team, join us today, but he was hurt in practice. Coach, could you give us a couple details about that?
No, it's nothing major. He just got hit in the mouth and his braces came loose. So he's got a big wire sticking out of his mouth right now, but he's fine. He'll be all right. We'll have a day off tomorrow, and then we'll get back at it, practice on Monday. So he'll be fine.
The lead article on the network site this morning talks about the crazy week you've had this past week. Barrington, Smithfield, and EP. Can you give us some insight on those games?
Yeah, well, we're at the very stretch end of the regular season here, and with all the snow that we've received in the past couple of weeks, it's been pretty hectic. We've been either playing a game or taking a day off. It felt like every other day. So many of our games have been many of our practices have been canceled because of weather. So we're going into some of the games kind of blind, not having any practice ahead of time. So that doesn't help. But I think we're playing pretty well right now. Obviously, last weekend we played St. Ray's on a Friday night and then Barrington on Sunday at Brown. And both of those games went well. Then we turn around the following, 2 days later and play East Providence on senior night. And, things went well. But we're still not where we want to be. We have one game left in the regular season. We're at Cranston East this coming Tuesday. And, this game's important for both, I think, us and Cranston East. They're battling to get into the playoffs, and we're battling for a seed in the playoffs. So we're looking forward to the game at Cranston East on Tuesday night, weather permitting, obviously. Their coach over at Cranston East is one of our former assistants and a good friend of mine, John Smith, who is a great coach, who knows basketball, and I know he'll have his team ready for us when we go to East on Tuesday.
So starting off, getting more specific with the game against Barrington, such a big, scary, intimidating team. Big, of course, a couple players, very tall team. What happened going into that game? Did you guys have to do anything special to prepare for that physically and mentally?
I think obviously Barrington is one of the top teams in the state. They're very well coached. They have strong, smart players. They have one of the top guards, and if not the top big man in the state. If he's not the best, he's one of the best big men in the state, and the kid DeWolf. So we knew going into that game it was going to be a tough game. They kind of jumped on us early. I think we battled in the first half. I think it was a 2 or 3 point game at halftime. They jump on us early in the second half, get up by 9, but then we battled back. I thought that game for us was a good character game. We kind of showed our internal character and our ability to fight when we're down and to be able to pull off a victory, playing our style basketball. But Barrington is an outstanding team. I went to see them play last night. Barrington played LaSalle last night. Barrington beat LaSalle at Barrington, and they look good. They're going to be an outstanding opponent as we get into the divisional and the state playoffs. And I think that's what high school basketball is all about. You want to play the best competition. You want to compete to the very end.
Cool. Who do you think showed the most character in that game coming in the first and second half? I know there